The American Farm Bureau Federation sued in early 2011 at the U.S. District Court in Harrisburg, arguing that the EPA lacked the authority to establish pollution limits for states in the Bay watershed. But Ellen Steen, a Farm Bureau lawyer, said the most important issue for her clients is that EPA's framework for the Chesapeake Bay could be applied nationally anywhere there are water quality impairments.
And we think that the framework is an unwise one and allows for a much higher level of federal oversight and control over local land use and economic development decisions than Congress ever intended to give to EPA.
The Farm Bureau was joined by a number of national organizations, including the National Pork Producers Council, the National Corn Growers Association, and the National Chicken Council. Steen said they weren't looking to control what happens in the Chesapeake Bay alone.
But we're looking at it from a larger national policy perspective and whether this is something that that is lawful here in the Chesapeake Bay, but also whether it's something that would be allowed elsewhere.
In an exhaustive 99-page opinion, District Judge Sylvia Rambo rejected all of the Farm Bureau's arguments. She said EPA not only has the authority, but the responsibility to establish pollution limits for impaired waters, such as the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. EPA issued a written statement calling the decision a victory for the 17 million people in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Will Baker, president of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, said the decision validates the three decades-old cleanup effort.
This was a very significant challenge to try to throw it all out. And fortunately, the federal judge, in an extremely strong ruling, said absolutely not going to throw it out. This is the way it's going to be, and it validates the Bay restoration effort.
He rejected claims that the case had national implications, arguing that the only thing the decision talks about is Chesapeake Bay.
We see this as a Chesapeake Bay decision. If others want to talk about national implications, that's their business. We're involved with the Chesapeake Bay. This is what we see the decision having to do with.
Steen said the Farm Bureau and its partners haven't formally decided to appeal, but they wouldn't have filed the suit if they didn't believe they were right about the EPA's powers.
And so I think that we're probably going to find that we have good grounds to appeal. We'll be talking with our allies in the district court to decide whether to go forward with that, but I would have to say that that's not unlikely.
Baker urged the groups to drop the suit and spend the money on cleanup efforts with the Bay Foundation.
Why go to court and keep fighting when you can use that money and that effort to help do something good, which is provide clean water for all of us who live in this region?
But Steen insisted that nothing in the lawsuit would stop efforts on the ground to improve Bay water quality.
I say we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Obviously, the struggle will continue. I'm Joel McCord reporting for 88.1 WYPR.